This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And it is the biggest race weekend of the year. You've got NASCAR, you've got F1, and you've got Indy, and of course, all along the Gulf Coast. Well, it's race day. Happy weekend at 8:06. This is going to be a great weekend, and it's already started at Five Flags Speedway. You know, they had a first-time winner last night that proposed to his girlfriend in Victory Lane. That's the way to kick off the weekend. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. A big show today. Tim Bryant standing by to give us all the details. The Super Series of late models took the track last night at Five Flags Speedway for their doubleheader. Tonight, back again at 7 o'clock at Mobile International Speedway. And, of course, they'll also have the Superstock Sportsman and Bombers. We'll learn about it. Joe McArdle at Sunny South Raceway has their biggest race of the year, the two-day Memorial Day Classic, a huge INEX regional qualifier, $1,000 to win for legends. And listen, mini stocks or stingers, just $500 to win. You can almost buy a new car for that. So that's going to be huge. I know a lot of drivers are going to be going there Sunday for that. And also this weekend, about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, we lost Greg Haney, which was part of Kane Motorsports, doing a big benefit with him tomorrow at Cowboys and Angels at Hallsville on Highway 90. Big silent live auction, poker run with motorcycles, and this is the best part. It's really cool, and Greg was a huge racer. We're going to have race cars and ratty rods, get a police escort through the city to do the poker run as well. So if you have a race car, you want to be part of this, get to Cowboys and Angels at noon. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bob later. And Dustin Long with NBC Sports. This is a big race weekend, and NASCAR is going to be honoring fallen heroes. Really cool how they're doing this. Also, if you haven't heard, Carl Larson's talking about running the Indy 500, which would be great, and Kenseth on the pole. So we've got a lot to cover, and we appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go straight now to Tim Bryant on the road from Pensacola heading to Mobile. And good morning. What a great kickoff to just a great race weekend, Tim.
Well, it really was. I got to tell you, Kane, I'm just wore out from you talking about all the things that are going on.
I know, right?
What an awesome weekend.
That is so true. You know, you guys had, this was such a great crowd last night at Five Flags Speedway, and they really got some great racing. You got to start off with the fireworks, a big fireworks show, and again, you had a couple fireworks on and off the track. Hate to use that cliche, but you really did see some last night.
Well, you know what? Had some great racing in all the divisions. The sportsman division, I know we're going to talk about that a little bit. It's just got to be the highlight of the evening and the way that turned out. Why don't we just get right on into that? How about Jim Pokran? He's been getting after it for a long, long time and finally ended up in Victory Lane last night. Probably one of the best Victory Lane ceremonies I've ever witnessed.
Yeah. It was really cool because he was digging. He was talking, I got to do something real quick. And Jim's digging. I was like, what are you digging for? And he pulls out a diamond ring, and his girlfriend's right there. And he says, you put up with me, and you put up with this racing, and will you marry me, baby? And she said, yes. And you know what? The crowd gave Jim Pokran a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was really awesome. They're a great couple. His girlfriend, Pam, well deserved. And, what a send-off is all I can say about that.
Well, that's
Dayton Seidner, gosh, he's slowly been getting faster and faster. He's been racing out there for years. You know, a real call-out to the Lobuck team. Mm-hmm. Dayton just races on the shoestring. He's been regular at Pensacola and Mobile, and we was really happy to see him. He did everything but win last night, him passing on the last lap, look for him to be a contender tonight.
Yeah, and a lot of the drivers said they're coming over, a lot of crisscrossing, including the Bombers. And Gino Denmark is probably the toughest competition when he comes out. Him and his teammate BJ, besides Matt from Kane Motorsports, and we got a few other drivers out there as well. But Gino's dominance was tested yesterday, and actually in the past 2 weeks, he lost his transmission to Mobile Speedway. They got a new one put in there, and they were going to test Thursday. We were there with a couple other cars, and we got rained out. So his test was technically at the track, and that brand-new transmission, Tim, would not shift out of first gear.
Yeah, and call out to Kerner Kafka, a guy that bailed people out before in situations. Loaned him the transmission, and and the rest is history. He wound up in victory lane, but Robert Loper made him work for it.
Yeah, yeah, and a couple of Mobile guys will be back there again tonight also running into some pretty good racing. Now we go to the big bull ring, or the big group tonight, or to yesterday, I should say, was the super late models. And, man, you had a great field of cars. You had a couple accidents that took out some folks, but for the most part, some good, clean, I mean, just good racing. I mean, three wide at times and good speeds and safe rice.
You know, the Southern Super Series came that, of course, the Miller Lite Series and the Blizzard Series and Noah. Now encompassed into the Southern Super Series, but that series has a reputation of just having the best of the best, and
yeah.
Some of the younger drivers are coming down here and competing because they know when they win one of these races, it's just a major accomplishment, a real feather in their cap. And gosh, Harrison Burton with his dad, Jeff Burton, kind of overseeing the team operations. It's really funny to watch Jeff. He kind of sits back. He's not a point and shoot guy. He kind of lets him do their job, and is coaching his young son, and he looked like he was going to pull it off last night. A couple of late race restarts didn't go his way, and he wound up with like a sixth place finish. But call out to Casey Roderick, a Georgia driver, parked that good-looking Ram Motorsports number 7 60 lane.
Well, and a lot of these cars are going to make the trip over to Mobile tonight. Again, the racing continues. The Super Lates are back with also the Super Stocks, the Sportsmen, and Bombers.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight. And, a final note on Casey Roderick. Some of the Mobile fans may remember him. He raced a year or so, probably been 4 or 5 years ago, back when Chase Elliott was coming along as Chase's teammate on that Bill Elliott Motorsports team.
That's right.
And then he kind of, withered off into oblivion for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then he came back, got hooked up with the Grahams, and now he's contending for the Southern Super Series Championship. Of course, Stacy Smith, the previous winner, will be there tonight. Still leads the Southern Super Series point standing. Good run for Casey last night. I think he had a fourth place. Yeah. Mike Garvin in third. Mm-hmm. Good run. Heartbreak Daniel Hemric, who had trouble, much like Dino Denmark, had to start the rear of the field after his fuel pump went out, trying to put the car on the grid. And he drove through the field, had the fans just standing in fear and really put on a show. And about the time he got to the front of the pack, the power steering went out, so it's a bad night for him, but he'll be there for redemption tonight. That's 98.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jeff Burton. He's always very friendly at the track. He takes pictures with a lot of the fans, and he went over while they were working on Hemric's car, and he said, "Hey, if you guys need anything, just let us know." And I asked him about that on the PA system. He says, and it's good to see all levels of cars and racers. They're always helping people. Granted, and we say it all the time on the track, you're going to be enemies, sworn enemies, but when you're out off the track and you need help to get on that track, these teams will bend over backwards, whether you're a bomber or all the way up to the super.
It brings back a recollection I had of a couple of years ago, Bill Elliott, when Chase was down here racing.
Yeah.
Bill Elliott was on his four-wheeler pushing a disabled bomber car through the pit.
Yeah.
And Jeff Burton's out of that same mold. He's just a genuine good guy, helps anybody that he can. And by the way, he's about to embark on a new career on NBC Sports. That all starts tomorrow after the race at MIS tonight. He'll be flying to Charlotte where he'll be doing some work for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's so great. Now, tell us about, I know the gates open at noon for the race car drivers to get in there, or maybe even, I think it's noon, but let's talk about everybody else.
Yeah, grandstand gates open at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Of course, we'll qualify at 5:45 and start our race program 7 p.m. As always, it's going to be a good backup to last night's race, and I think it's going to be a barn burner for whatever reason. The super late model just seem to adapt to Mobile, and I think we'll see side-by-side racing right to the end.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Well, we appreciate it. I know you're on the way to the track. We'll see you in a few hours. And, Tim, thank you for everything you're doing for us.
Appreciate it, Kane. Having a good trip.
All right, absolutely. Again, Tim Bryan with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway, getting ready to do it again. Now, there's so much racing in all the tracks around the Gulf Coast. We're going to switch now to the little bull ring we call Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle put this thing together, I think, 11 years ago, and it's the annual two-day Memorial Day Classic, a huge INEX regional qualifier with 1,000 to win for the legends. Every class running, we'll learn about it next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's going to be big. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always podcast at usfdracing.org. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway with Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. It's going to be a big race coming up in NASCAR. How about Charlotte? Are you ready for this weekend? Dusty Long with NBC Sports is here at the Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be great capping it off with NASCAR and Indy tomorrow. Carl Lawson talking about running the Indy 500. You know, we've also got a big benefit for Greg Haney, one of the team members of Kane Motorsports that passed away. Talk about that with Cowboys and Angels. It's tomorrow. We have cars out in the roads with the big poker room at the motorcycles. Tell about that a little bit later. But a big race. And it's a two-day venture that is, I believe, and Joe McCardle, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is the 11th annual two-day Memorial Day Classic. Good morning.
Good morning, and Kane, you all right? Good morning.
Well, this is exciting. We were just talking off the air, and you've got 2 days of racing. Everyone races for 2 days. You've got people coming from all sorts of states, and this is new. I see on the website, if you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, tell us about the Florida Midgets.
Florida Midgets are not coming. Man.
No, I'm sorry to say that then. Well, you know what? We don't need
really,
it.
I'm sorry to say it.
Well, that's okay. Well, let's talk about what the legends got to now. Now, I heard a rumor last time these guys were racing that there was a bounty out for $400 for somebody over there in Louisiana. What happened?
I bought Connelly Dubuisson, number 32, who won the first four straight races at Sunny South. The track put a bounty on him last race, and basically, for every race that he wins, they give him $100. It's over a three-race period, so actually it'll be over tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was last Saturday night, again tonight, and ends tomorrow night. Well, there's a car that had been running to him all year, the 44 Ryan McArdle, and with a little help from a lap car, I mean, I'm going to tell it like it is. Well, let's back up. Dubuisson qualified at a 1290, and Brian qualified at a 1301.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, Brian wins his race, Dubuisson wins his race. I'm talking about heat races. And then Dubuisson throws the big six on the invert, and they both go back to third.
Wow.
They go back to third row, fifth and sixth. Well, needless to say, the 44 on the second lap from third or fifth position took the lead. Dubuisson was smart enough. As Brian opened the door, he just followed.
I bet.
Brian led for about 10 laps. Dubuisson picked him off down there coming out of four, and Brian followed him for another 7-8 laps.
Wow.
On the next to the last lap, they both go in number four turn. There's a car there. Brian took the inside. Dubuisson went to the outside.
Oh, wow.
End of story.
Wow. Man, that's
Brian
the way.
Brian went on for the lead. First time Dubuisson got beat this year.
Wow.
And Brian collected the $100 bounty. Now, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The race lasts a 20-lap feature.
Mm-hmm.
The race lasted 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Wow. Are you serious?
No yellers.
Wow.
And everybody kept their eyes on the two cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they weaved in and out of traffic, and they drove a beautiful race. And matter of fact, so did everybody else.
Wow.
I mean, we had 14 cars start.
I saw a video up on Facebook, some people take from the stands, and it looked like the car count was great. And it's, boy, they are really pushing the limits in these legend cars, aren't they?
They are.
Fans,
they
really,
are.
You got to understand it, because when they're coming out of the turns, they've got so much horsepower to weight ratio. Those things could, I mean, technically, they could slide all the way to the start and finish line. And some do, don't they, Joe?
Yes, sir, they do. And you know, if you can drive that legend and really, really drive it and master it, There's nothing you can't drive.
Yeah, that's right.
It is such a great stepping stone.
Yeah, there they are. And I see that you've also, you're talking about stepping stones, and I always say it every time we talk, you've got the Mighty Mites, and then, of course, you got the Junior Champs, and these are the caged go-karts that look like little miniature sprint cars, and this is just taking off, and there are so many people talking, even at the big tracks, about how their kids are getting ready or they're going to start doing this. It's a great educational way to learn about racing, which you guys have come up with.
Yes, sir. We, like you said, we have the Mighty Mites. We have the schools. We have 9, 10, 11 Bandoleros this year. That's the most in our history. And what it is we like to think it's the kids that's watched so long, finally told mom and dad, said, hey, I can do this. and, you know, mom and dad said, okay, let's try it. And it's worked great. It really has. I'm really impressed and both proud, too.
Well, and you're seeing second and third generation drivers out of this.
Yes, sir. So we got J.D. DeVitt out there, class champion at Mobile.
Wow.
Son, we've got him. We got Maddox Langham.
Yep.
I mean, and we got Sandy Sanford's son. I mean, you know, they're out there.
Yeah, they're training them up. Now, let's talk about this two-day race, the INEX Regional Qualifier. Now, this is big for you guys. Tell me about it.
Okay, we have, starting today, gates opened at 3 o'clock. We have a two-day event. We're running all divisions both nights.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, we will run the regular class, but the Legends pays $1,000 to win. The Bandoleros, they will pay GameStop. We're not allowed to give Bandoleros money. It's in our contract, so to speak, or the track sanction. So we come back and give them door prize. We give them free tires.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what kid doesn't want a gift card to the GameStop? Come on, Joe.
Well, hey, we've done it for 2 years now. It works beautiful.
Let's talk. I see you also have a fireworks show. You guys got that planned?
Yes,
you do that every year.
Yes, sir, we do an intermission. You know, 1 year we had the honor guard out there, the color guard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1 year we had them dropping out of the sky, the parachute.
Wow, how about that?
Hey, we try, man. But the races, does it run, and then Pro Challenge runs for 500 tonight. Now, we do have cars from Mississippi and Florida for Pro Challenge. Plus, I ran the track last night, and three of our locals come out just to warm up a little bit. Now, tomorrow, the gates open at noon.
Oh, yeah, a little earlier.
And practice stops at 2 o'clock, and then we go from there, and we will run the mini stock, all the go-kart classes.
Now, let me ask
big
you.
Big races.
For folks,
and then everybody that ran tonight will come back and run tomorrow night.
For folks who haven't been to Sunny South Raceway, are you qualifying or you do heat races, features? What's the lineup for folks? Because, again, and if you're not familiar, go on.
The lineup is we will qualify each individual class.
Awesome.
We will run a heat race, invert the heat, and come back for a feature. Legends does a 35-lap feature night, so does Pro Challenge. Bandoleros, I think we took them to 25.
Wow.
But there's some extra racing going on tonight, some people you haven't seen, and more cars. It's worth coming out.
Oh, it is.
Check this out. Sunny South has given a two-day show, but did not raise gate prices.
No kidding.
Well, you pay the same this weekend as you would a regular Saturday night show.
Oh, that's awesome. And, well, you've got sponsors on the website. I see you've got some new ones out there. Tell us about them.
We got Island Motors. We got Yance Law Firm, Professional Collision, Acme Trucking, David Specialized Transportation, and let's see, I think that's all of them.
Oh, there's a couple. You got Pitts and Sons and John
Thompson.
John Thompson Associates.
Right.
And all
right,
those guys.
John Thompson.
And what's so great about all these track sponsors, Joe, is these guys are the ones who are coming up with the money to help get the fans in to keep that cost lower. So that's always important.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about how we find the track this weekend.
Well, going east on, I'm sorry, going west on Interstate 10, you can get off at Interstate 10, mm-hmm. Exit 10, and go over to the big track and hang a right and continue down for about 6 miles on Highway 90 and would be on your right. You can go all the way to Exit 4, cross over to downtown Grand Bay at the traffic light, which is Highway 90 again, mm-hmm. and your left and come back up about 2 miles and we'll be on your left.
Before we go, I want to ask you, because this is the 11th year. This is your baby, and you're so proud, and you do so great work, and, you know, you always celebrate the military anyway all the time out there. But how did you come up with this race?
Well, being a vet myself,
yes,
Vietnam, you know, Sunny South and Mobile at the time wasn't doing nothing on Memorial Day weekend. And at the time, Brad Busby was running the show at Sunny South.
Yeah.
And I went to him, I said, look, you know, let's do something. Let's honor our military and let's race. Big race.
Yeah.
He says, run with it.
That's
so
awesome.
I got a hold of some of my friends there. We come up with the Memorial Day Race to Glory. Like I say, it took me 2 years to get the color guard down there. The flags.
Yeah.
I tried so long for the marching bands, the high schools, and I don't know. People talk about what they do for you, but they never showed up. But it was just a little thing that I had going on, and it was a great chance to honor the military. And we call it the Memorial Day Classic. The Memorial Day Classic Race to Glory.
Yeah.
And it was all about the red, white, and blue, man.
Well, it's going to be a great race. We appreciate, first of all, your service to the country. That's awesome, Joe. And we appreciate your service to the racers and everything you guys are doing over at Sunny South Raceway. And, I mean, we didn't even mention the dirt track in the middle of the track you're still building. So you
still
guys,
building, yeah. And the rain is killing us.
I bet you it is. Joe, great weekend. We wish you the best and some success, everything you do this weekend, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you, gang.
Absolutely. Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway. And again, we're getting ready to talk about a huge benefit that's coming up tomorrow for a friend of ours, Greg Haney, who passed away unexpectedly. Dr. Bob is going to be with us talking about an opportunity for you to get a ton of signed items from A.J. McCarron from Alabama. Also, we've got Auburn goodies and NASCAR signed items and so much more. We've got cars we're auctioning. This is going to be major. We'll talk about it next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by amazing sponsors, Tim Bryan, Ida, and the crew at Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Also, how about Joe McCardle's big two-day event, the Race to Glory Memorial Day celebration today and tomorrow. Thank you to Sunny South Raceway. And I'm telling you, if you see who's in victory lane 9 out of 10 times, the local divisions, it's Dewey Miller Competition Head Service Motors. Still to come, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. I hope he's in a press conference right now. Charlotte. We're going to try to talk about what Memorial Day. It's always such a huge celebration for our military. NASCAR is also honoring their fallen heroes. Pretty cool way they're doing it. Kenseth is on the pole. Carl Larson wants to run the Indy 500. We'll learn about that as well. But a big benefit coming up. We lost about a week and a half so ago, a good friend of Kane Motorsports. He was a new team member this year. And the best way to kind of sum up what's happened to our family, racing family, is to bring in a good friend who's also partnering up, helping with this huge benefit for Greg Haney, and it's Dr. Bob. And Dr. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the show. And, you know, for people who don't know, Greg Haney, he was at the track a lot. He had a big heart, and he touched a lot of people that I don't think as many people knew.
No, and you're right. He was low-key, always flamboyant. Greg was a great, wonderful guy, good friend to the racing community. Had a great deal to do with the lawnmower racing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you the truth, Kane, I didn't know the lawnmower racing existed until I met Greg Haney. I'll tell you what. You want to cut your grass at that speed, it won't take you long at all.
That's right. That's right. You know, and Greg was a good friend of racing, like you said, and he's been around it from the L.A. Raceway, L.A. Dirt, days back in the day in Foley, and that track's long gone. We buried our friend yesterday, didn't have insurance, so when this happened, we got the phone calls the day that we found out he had passed. It wasn't an hour or two later that we're talking about benefits, and it has blossomed into something major. I mean, we've got, like, all the we have the local McDonald's here giving away for the silent auction tomorrow a $2,500 stay at a condo in Orange Beach. We've got signed items from NASCAR stars from Tony Stewart and also some goodies from Carl Edwards and some other things that these people and the teams have donated because they see what kind of person Greg was.
The community has come together with great support. It all starts tomorrow at around noon at Cowboys and Angels there in Tillman's Corner with registration for a poker run. And we're really excited about the poker run because not only this time will major bike clubs participate, but Kane, for the first time, we're going to have our friends in the racing community crank up those race cars and be involved in the poker run with Escort tomorrow. And what a great tribute that is going to be. Mr. Greg Haney.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. This is the first time in the history of the city of Mobile that police escorts will take race cars through the city like this on a big run. And now, you know, what's really cool about this is you've got two different poker runs. The motorcycle guys can go a little bit longer because a lot of these race cars, well, they don't have, you know, like the street cars. You're not going to have air conditioning, first of all, but I don't care. That'll be fun. But also, you don't have alternators, and again, the overheating problems with the race cars could happen. So tell us about the poker run, how people can get involved. I know we also have a great great sponsor, Kane Motorsports, and a friend of Greg's also, Sue and Billy Bob Auto with the Ratty Rods of the South, over 14,000 member club that is on Facebook and does a lot of stuff with our childhood cancer. They're going to have a ton of Ratty Rods going to be running with the race cars, too.
That is correct. And what we did to compensate the race cars, Kane, is we had two different routes for the poker run, one for the bikes and one for the cars.
Yeah.
And the club owners in the local community have stood up and supported this tremendously. Mm-hmm. We're happy to have their support. Like you said, we have all kinds of donated items. We have a Cures basket that we're going to auction off. And, of course, Kane, don't forget to tell everybody about this great hood that we're racing tonight with. To honor Greg.
Now, you know, that's true. And Greg, this is really cool. We had a special wrap that Steve Williams, who's also on the team and was the driver for Greg in that beautiful orange 18 Pro Late model. You know, Greg loved, I don't know the story why, but he loved the Tasmanian Devil. And so tonight, Kane Motorsports will have a special hood that will pull over to the driver's meeting. All the drivers will be able to sign it, and we're going to run it this night only, one special run. And then tomorrow, we'll have it up for auction. And I mean, we've already got some drivers that have already signed it, and I think it's going to be a real special piece. It's beautiful. It's black and gold, the same color as our car, with just a really cool tribute to Greg on it. So that's just one of the cool things that we're going to be doing as well.
It is a wonderful way to honor Greg. Along with the rest of the community, we have great volunteers that are helping us tomorrow. We can't thank the live entertainment enough. We got the Perry Wall playing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We got Keith Burns, the mailman, filming with mailman, a special delivery band. We're just so happy that all these people are coming out and helping us do the right thing for Mr. Greg Haney. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be part of it. We can't wait to see everybody tomorrow at noon. It starts at noon at Cowboys Angels there in Tillman's Corner. The same parking lot with Big Lot. We're just looking so forward to it, Kate.
Yeah. And again, now, there's also, you can look up on Facebook and even ask questions until it'll benefit for Greg Haney, and you spell it H-A-Y-N-I-E. Now, Dr. Bob, before we go, we got about two more minutes here. I want to talk a little bit about, do you have any special stories about Greg that maybe put a little smile on folks' faces? Because there's a lot of the people in the racing community are mourning his loss still today.
The biggest story that I could tell is Greg, for the last 6 or 7 years, has resided with and shared a home with a wonderful family called the Wyrick out in Irvington, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful family. I mean, it's easy to meet him one time and become part of the family. You want to ask him to adopt you, by the way. And we used to kid that for every reason there was under the sun, the Wyrick family and Greg, they would plan a party. They would open up NASCAR every season with a huge party at the house. They would fly banners and flags. It was just amazing. And Greg was always a big, cheerful part of that. Greg was always there in your ear, and Greg was always having a great time. It was a joy to share the Night for Mobile events with Greg every year for Mardi Gras. He was there. He was a big supporter, a big leader with that fine organization, and a lot of fun it was. Greg was a wonderful, wonderful teddy bear. He was always good to be around, and we're going to miss him.
Absolutely. And real quick, Dr. Bob, you do a lot of stuff in the community as well with cancer awareness. And also, you travel a lot and do a lot of karaoke. Tell us about it.
I do. I currently have two karaoke shows, and we're playing out at the old mill there in Theodore, and always happy to play that. And we play all over the community. We have a big vocal competition going on Wednesday night, also right there at Cowboys and Angels. And anytime you hear about Perry Tyson or Amanda Burke or myself and some of the other fine KJs, many of us always take our hats off and participate in these events.
Yes.
Because we love sharing and love helping the community.
Well, you know, I can't wait to see you, and hopefully we'll see you at the track. And, it doesn't matter where we place tonight because, we got a brand-new transmission into Kane Motorsports McDonald's 5, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun, but we're going to run that hood, and that's going to be so special because that's a great tribute to our buddy. And Dr. Bob, I know we're going to have a long couple of days here, so I appreciate you getting up early and talking with us again and talking a little bit about who Greg was and why the racing community needs to come and be a part of this. And really, again, race fans or whatever, it is a special holiday weekend. You're off Monday. The fundraiser starts at 3 at Cowboys and Angels, but if you're going to be a part of the motorcycle run and all that stuff, come see what we're going to do and see how we celebrate Greg's life. If you haven't met Greg, you'll know all about him by the end of the day, wouldn't you say?
I couldn't agree more, and what a great tribute. Like you said, regardless of where that car finishes at tonight,
yeah. We
will all finish first.
That's
in
right.
Greg Haney's heart.
That's awesome. Dr. Bob, we appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Absolutely. And again, we're ready. We got to talk about Kane Motorsports for just a minute. Matt Jackson's got some things that he's done to his already championship-leading car that he's going to be testing out tonight. And I can't say, but they put the pixie dust on it and should be pretty even quicker than what it is. So we're going to do the same. We have a brand-new transmission. Went to practice Thursday, and unfortunately, the showers came down. I know Gino was there, and also we had Adam Law, another bomber driver. But, boy, I tell you, it was raining sideways, so we had to load it up. So we'll see how it goes tonight. And again, we're so thrilled to be partnered up with so many great sponsors. That Michelle and I, when we started this team, we had a vision to do more than just go racing and turning left, but to give back to the community. And that's what we do with our Kane's Warrior Kids. And just to let you know, we have this benefit Sunday. Also, coming up next Sunday, the 31st, we're going to be at Oak Hollow Farm for Prayers for Carter. Look them up on Facebook, a young 6-year-old who's battling brain tumor right now, and their family doesn't have much, so we're here to help them support. So McDonald's is a big part of that, and we just got a lifetime contract with them about 3 weeks ago. So for the lifetime of Kane Motorsports, we'll always have McDonald's on the hood. They love what we do, and I'm loving it too. Also, Pull Apart's a great big part of what we do. For every top five the team gives us, we get an extra $100 that we give to local families that are fighting cancer, like Carter. So it's just a blessing. Falsac Tires, Chris, also is a big part of what we do. Thank you to BA Motorsports and Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. We wouldn't be running as good as we are without that motor. Also, Belrose Tattoo did an amazing tattoo on my left arm for childhood cancer. Ask to see it sometime. Belrose Tattoo and also D&T Automotive, Titan Race Cars and Balcomotive Motive. These guys run a Pensacola and a Bomber class, helped me out with a brand new transmission. Appreciate them. Metro Glass and Mobile, Alabama Teen Challenge, and updated traffic reports every weekday and afternoon is going to be at CoastalTrafficReports.com. So thank you to all the sponsors, and it's time to talk NASCAR. We're also going to dive into Indy a little bit. Dustin Long, my brother who travels with NASCAR and NBC. We're going to talk about some memories from the Indy 500, the 99th running, and did we mention a huge show in Charlotte? Hang on! Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Sunny South Raceway. Again, the big doubleheader today and tomorrow. Huge IDEX regional qualifier going on. The two-day Memorial Day Classic. So we wish them good luck. Also, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. We got our Kane Motorsports number 5 ready to go up to the front tonight for sure. Well, it's a busy, busy weekend. You got F1, Indy 500, and of course, live. You can listen to that right there. Dustin Long live in Charlotte. You can hear in the garage. Hey, good morning, and happy Memorial Day weekend, Dusty.
Hey, good morning from Charlotte Motor Speedway. You say where activity's picking up. NASCAR Sprint Cup practice will start here in a few minutes. As you can hear, walking past the cars of Brad Keselowski and Dale Earnhardt Jr. crews around them, getting ready for the practice session at the top of the hour. Kurt Busch just walked out to his car, Martin Truex Jr. and Jeff Gordon, as teams and crews are getting ready to to go out here for practice. One of two practices this morning at today at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We've got Xfinity qualifying afterwards after this first session, and then the Xfinity race later this afternoon, and then everything concludes with tomorrow night's Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah, I can't wait. Kenseth, on the pole for Charlotte. Tell us about his run and how he's enjoying being on top of the speed.
Well, it's a good week so far for Joe Gibbs Racing. You remember, Denny Hamlin won the Sprint All-Star race last weekend, and teammate Matt Kenseth is on the pole for the Coca-Cola 600, like you say. So, you know, the Toyotas and the Gibbs cars have struggled at the mile and a half last season. They put up the top five finish this year. And, you know, now the question is, are they strong enough to win a 600-mile race? You know, the one thing I caution is that, you know, Hamlin's win was in a short, you know, the All-Star race, that's a shorter race, broken into segments. You know, certainly, you know, he benefited from having that number one pit stall, and his pit crew was fantastic on that that mandatory four-tire pit stop before the start of the final segment. But, you know, I think they still got a little bit more to show me to see if they can win on a mile-and-a-half track, which they haven't done in a long time. The last time they won on a big track unrestricted was Kyle Busch at Auto Club Speedway last year with a two-mile track. He had to go back even further for the last win at a mile-and-a-half track in a points race before Denny's win in the All-Star race last weekend.
Well, you know, this Memorial Day weekend race, NASCAR honors the fallen heroes in another special way. I love what they do with the tires, but they're taking the names off the top of the windshields and putting fallen heroes down. Is that right?
Yeah, they're putting awesome. Each car, instead of having the last name of the driver on the Sprint Cup car, so we'll have the name and rank of a fallen military member, and it could be somebody that has a tie to somebody on the team, or a driver, crew member, sponsor, or just as somebody that is being recognized for their service for their family. Also, for today's Hisense 300 Xfinity race, Command will be a video montage of military members giving it.
Awesome.
So that'll play on the video board here, and that'll be how today's Xfinity race will start.
You know, I see a little thing that people might not be aware of. Biffle to make his 450th career Sprint Cup start at the Coca-Cola 600. That's huge. How are the Fords running?
Well, it's you know, he's obviously up there, had a good qualifying effort, so he's up there, but he's not the only one making his 450th career start. Jamie McMurray will be doing that as well this
awesome.
Weekend. I actually talked with Jamie McMurray earlier this week, and he was telling me the story about how he got his ride way back in the day, you know, in 2002 with Felix Sabata and Chip Ganassi.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a grocery store in a suburb of Charlotte and got a phone call from his agent, and didn't want to take the phone call, so didn't even answer the phone and kept going, and then finally decided, well, I better check the message on here. And his agent said, basically, unless someone has died, call me now.
and when he called and was
told what was going on, he left the grocery store with his shopping cart, just left it there in the middle of the aisle, and went home to call his parents and let them know what was going on.
Wow. Yeah, and now look at him. That's awesome. I see Danica back in the news again, how she was close to coming to running the Indy Charlotte Double. When's the next driver going to try to accomplish that? And what's up with Danica trying?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Danica do it anymore, but she did say in an interview with NBC's Chris Devoda on our NASCAR America Motorsports special yesterday that was her second year in NASCAR. Was it her first year in Cup that, you know, they were making headway toward doing the Indy Charlotte Double and trying to get sponsorship put together and all this and that. And then eventually it came down to it didn't work out in the sense of, she said that Greg Zipidelli, a competition director at Stuart Haas Racing, encouraged her not to do it, saying that, according to her, that he told her that it had impacted how well Tony Stewart had done.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't feel like it was the right thing for her at that point. And, you know, again, she's somebody that's going to want to, if she goes back, want to do well. So it's been so long that she's been out of the car.
Yeah.
I just don't think you'll see her drive in the Indianapolis 500, at least while she drives in NASCAR or ever again.
Right. Okay. Well, that's really interesting. How about Kyle? He's back at it. Challenges are still remaining for him to become a Chase eligible. I saw some pictures. He's got Skittles on the car and on his portable scooter, but it's not like any ordinary scooter, is it?
It's got a little horsepower, a little kick to it, so it gets him around. And it kind of helps him with some of these longer distances, you know, bigger distances where you got to go from place to place on the track. It's not as big as the scooter Tony Stewart had after his injury, but you know, it still gets Kyle Busch around, and you know, this is going to be a big test for him. You know, last week was his first time back in a race, and it was the All-Star race short segment. How's he going to handle 600 miles?
Right.
And you know, he feels confident, but again, you know, you can be in good shape, but there's still something about being in game shape, being in racing shape, and so. He hasn't had that yet, so we'll see how he does and see how he performs the latter part of the 600 if he makes it to the finish.
How the Hendrix cars? Obviously about big news about Jeff Gordon going on to the TV side, which I think a lot of people thought was going to happen, and then Jimmy Johnson, quote unquote, very shocked about that fender skirt warning from NASCAR. Talk about those stories.
Well, yeah, you've got like I said, Jeff Gordon will be moving into the Fox booth in 2016 to call NASCAR Sprint Cup practices, qualifying, and races. So he'll be in the booth with Mike Joy and Darrell Waltrip. Larry McReynolds will move to a will remain with Fox as an analyst, and they'll kind of find a different position for a different location for him. But and for Jimmy Johnson, yeah, you know, NASCAR issued a warning about the team modifying the side skirt on his car in the All-Star race. As you can hear, cars heading out towards pit road. Mark Truex Jr. is the first one out, followed by Jimmy Johnson and Joey Logano. And now here comes Kurt Busch, and there goes Dale Earnhardt Jr. behind. So several cars heading out. But, you know, with Johnson's situation is that I think what happened is that, you know, the car hit the wall. There was right side damage. And typically the rule is that with NASCAR is if they catch you modifying the side skirt, the penalty is you're supposed to come in and fix it upon NASCAR's order. Mm-hmm. Well, that never happened Saturday night. So I think you can make the logical conclusion that NASCAR didn't see it when it happened. It did not have an opportunity to have them come in and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So what the rule book says is the penalty is a P1, is a warning or P1 type of penalty, and that's what they were issued was a warning, and that was all in that situation. As you can hear, more cars continue to go by. There goes Danica Patrick, Jenny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Carl Edwards, AJ Allmendinger by right now.
Well, I know you're getting ready to go do the day job, so we won't keep you much longer, but how can we keep track of you all weekend long and everywhere you go? Obviously, you've got a great NBC Sports website for NASCAR that's just taken off and better than the other ones that are out there.
thanks. Our website's NASCAR Talk at nascartalk.nbcsports.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long, and we'll have reports throughout the weekend. There goes Ricky Stenhouse and Austin Dillon.
Awesome. Well, who's your pick for this big race weekend? You got anyone? Who are you thinking?
You know what? I want to see what happens in practice here this afternoon, this morning and this afternoon. To kind of see. I tell you, one guy I want to kind of keep an eye on is Casey Kane. You look at how strong he's been at this track and in this race in the past, but he had a flat tire in qualifying that ruined his, messed up his lap, so he's starting 33rd. So he's going to need a good bit of time to get up toward the front, and it'll be interesting to watch what he does. He's somebody that I'm going to be interested to see how he does. But I guess if you have to ask me to pick a winner, you know, Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson have won the last 7 points races, a mile-and-a-half track. It's hard to go against them. If you do, then maybe Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick's teammate. Kurt Busch has shown a lot of speed so far this week.
Awesome. I appreciate you, Dustin. Thank you so much. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Spend it with the family, at least the racing family, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you.
All right, absolutely. Again, Dustin Long with NBC Sports, my brother. So that's awesome that he helps out and does what he does. Checks in the mail, by the way. Again, thank you for everyone that came on Big Racing Weekend. Tim Bryan, Joe McArdle. Also, remember the big, huge benefit tomorrow with Greg Haney. If you've got a race car, bring it out. We're going to run the streets of downtown and all over around Mobile for our buddy Greg Haney, who passed. A big silent live auction, poker run, and 3 live bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. Bob's going to be joining us. Again, you can look up all the
the information on Facebook. Look for Benefit for Greg Haney, H-A-Y-I-N-E, and you'll have all the information there. So it's going to be a big race weekend. Wherever you decide to go, do me a favor and just make sure you stop by your local tracks. Help support them, because without these guys that are running the tracks and all us other crazy guys are out on the tracks, what's going to happen to our sport? Keep it out there. All right, God bless you. Thank you to all the service members, fallen heroes. We love what you do, and we appreciate you very much. And I love you, Mom.